USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic attorney generals from 16 states are suing the Trump administration over the president's declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. Ohio Senator Rob Portman, though, tells Fox News he believes the president is right in what he's doing.
People in Ohio care a lot about the drug issue right now because opioids have devastated our state. Well, guess what? 90% of that heroin's coming across the southern border. But also now we have an increase in crystal meth, and almost all of that's coming from Mexico. We do need to do more on the border with regard to immigration, but also with regard to stopping the drugs and also with regard to the trafficking.
Patrick Frazee is facing new charges in the death of his former fiance, Kelsey Barrett. Colorado prosecutors charged Frazee with tampering with the deceased body and two sentence enhancers should he be convicted of murder. Investigators say Frazee killed Barrett at her home back in November, then hid her body. They have yet to find her remains. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. Use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
After months of deliberation, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced he's running for president in 2020. He joined CBS this morning and was asked about his age and if that will be a factor.
I think, when we look at people, whether they're old or they're young, you got to look at the totality of the person. I'm sure you have bumped into people who are 90 who do great work. You have bumped into people who are 45 or 50. You got to wake up because they're falling asleep all of the time. I have been blessed, thank God. I'm going to knock on it with good health and with good energy. I was a cross-country runner, a long-distance runner when I was a kid, and I've been running hard, since then.
After traveling to Syria and joining ISIS, an American woman says she wants to return to the States. In an interview with The Guardian, the woman says she deeply regrets her decision and she was captured by Kurdish forces and is now in a refugee camp in northern Syria with her 18-month-old son. This is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
As people look into the Green New Deal that the Senate expects to vote on sometime after they get back from their recess, we're starting to see some of the consequences that folks would have. Now, one of those would be that you would have to change all the light bulbs in buildings to meet the standards, and some people are saying that could cost right around $2,000. Maddie Dupler is a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union, and she says $2,000 for a light bulb, that's about what we can expect.
Just to screw in a light bulb, $2,000 an apartment. And listen, this is probably a pretty modest estimate if you look at the rest of the Green New Deal, which really calls for getting rid of all of our energy infrastructure and replacing it with greening infrastructure. And, you know, we have an example for this. President Obama's stimulus plan in 2009 created a lot of incentives to try and green up federal buildings. And what we saw was exorbitant costs and not a lot to show for it. I mean, look, perfect examples in California. The fact that the high-speed rail was just canceled after 10 years of delay and absolutely no rail being put into the ground shows you exactly how efficient some of these federal regulations are when they come to building new infrastructure.
Right. Dupler was speaking there on Fox News. Former Seattle Seahawks player T.J. Cunningham has died. He was fatally shot in the parking lot over a dispute in Aurora, Colorado on Monday. Cunningham was 46 years old and assistant principal for the Aurora Public Schools. The suspect is being held on first-degree murder charges. You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.